I wanted to inspire and let people know that they can live out their own dream, just about never giving up, endure what come what may in your life. I think we all have secret dreams, and I just think we get, life happens, we get married, we have children, you know, there are family issues, but I think it's about not forgetting about yourself and just staying positive and having tenacity to make it work. And it's a lovely feeling for me personally, when I lived in those countries, to come out being completely fluent in their languages, and for people to say, what part of my country are you from? So personally for me, it was about languages and music. But of course, as you know from chapter one, throughout the whole book, my secret dream as a child was to live in America. So I am living my dream. This is what I wanted my whole life.
How on earth did you end up not just traveling to, but working in all of those different places?
I would start out, you know, you could call it naive, you could call it brave, or you could call it idiotic. I basically went without much money. I started out working as a nanny. And if you talk to anyone who, in our day, it was called an au pair, it was quite difficult. I had grown up with a difficult family experience, which many people did in the 1970s, particularly in Ireland, because that's how life was. So I was already having a difficult time blending in with the family, because I thought if they were in a bad mood, it was my fault. Can I take a shower? It was very, very difficult for me. But I realized early on that, okay, this is just a stepping point. I'm going to learn a language. I would find my way slowly, getting used to the new culture. I would get to meet people. They'd say, hey, there's a school, they're hiring people to teach English. I would slowly find my way to that point. And the hardest part, actually, wasn't even living with the family, Maeve. It was getting immersed in the culture and teaching English. But the light side of teaching English was that the country, the students, they taught me. So it was a lovely way to be immersed. And it's a very difficult experience to go through. As you said earlier, it's completely different in America. A few times I'd meet American students. I was literally living on the edge of my pants, on the edge of life, so to speak. But I always made it work. But they would always say to me, oh, Mom's going to wire me money tomorrow. And I would be so jealous. But that's just the way it was. We're different cultures, as you say. A lot of Irish have emigrated. I think it's part of our culture. It's what we do. Some of us, I said at the beginning of the book, come back. A lot of us never come back, just on visits. But I think it's in our DNA, this wanting to travel and see the world. And I think we do it differently than other races do. It's just who we are as an Irish people, Celtic people. We travel, we experience. I think we live life differently through our experiences.
So where of the European places, because I know that you said that you always wanted to live in America, which is where you are now, mm-hmm. but of the mm-hmm. European places that you've lived, from Holland to Italy to France to Spain, which one sticks out in your memory now as you remember what it was like?
The one for me, Maeve, that will always be closest to my heart, of course, after Ireland, which is my native country, and America, my adopted country, has to be Spain. It has to be Spain because throughout my 20s, which I think are the formative years when we discover who we are in the world, for me particularly, it was Spain. It was Madrid. I spent from the age of 21 to 29, on and off, almost 7 years. So they were very special to me. I went through many life, young life experiences, as we do in our 20s, and they all happened in Spain. And yes, Spain definitely is number three in my heart.
And so now that you're living in Colorado, it's a very different experience from all those European cities. Was it a difficult transition?
It was very different because I was coming from The Hague, the Netherlands, and then, of course, LA, which is a little bit more spread out than New York and other major cities. The main difference for me was just how slow life is. It was very, very slow. It was very laid back. People are very friendly. The hardest experience, actually, in Colorado Springs for me has been in the 7 years that I actually taught Spanish. From about the year 2000 to 2007, I taught Spanish as a business to little children primarily. And that's where I really found the difference. It was quite conservative, which Colorado Springs is quite conservative. And I had to get used to that through the parents. I found them very conservative. I found them, you know, it's particularly homeschooling parents, which I'd never I'd never ever thought about the idea of homeschooling. I found them very protective, very conservative, as I said. And it was the total opposite. I think when you're a parent, you got to let your child out there a little bit. You got to let them figure out life and world, the world. But I've actually come to accept it now. I've come to accept living in Colorado Springs. My past life is my past life, and I'm actually enjoying the slow pace here. I can go to Dublin when I want. I can go to New York when I want. I like the solitude that life gives you here in Colorado Springs. It's very peaceful. It's very nice. It's very family-oriented, but they still have the culture and the arts here. So to answer the question, I've actually finally, I'm finally good living here. It's a good place to be. And the mountain views, you can't. It's just the most beautiful place to be. It really is.